The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You've probably guessed, if you're a regular listener, that I find unintended consequences fascinating. The study of unintended consequences. And they're everywhere. Hey, thank you for joining me. It's the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on a Friday. A beautiful, sunshiny, somewhat cool Friday, but hey, sunshining, I will take it, especially here in Ohio. Anyway, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Usually, the most severe unintended consequences come after, well, we got to do something. Yeah, there's a lot of that. Well, we got to do something. Well, but have you really studied it out and thought it? Well, we got to do something. This last year, if you'll remember, 1 year ago, we knew very, very little about this whole COVID thing. The world's premier authority, Dr. Andrew Fauci, was on TV saying, "I don't think it's going to be really bad. I don't think Americans need to worry about it. It's happening over in China, but we need to be careful. We need to be cautious, but I don't think it's going to be any big deal." Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is off topic, and I'll try to remember to get back on my topic. Speaking of dates and years and so forth, this is a very special day for my wife and I. 45 years ago today, we pulled into Westerville, Ohio in a U-Haul truck with all of our earthly possessions, and it was not one of the larger U-Haul trucks. It didn't take a very big truck. We pulled into Westerville, Ohio from Wichita, Kansas, 45 years ago today, and we came to plant a baby church. And we moved on Main Street over in Westerville. We began scouting around for a place to meet. We began going door to door, telling people we were going to start a church. Things have changed so much in 45 years. Today, if there is a church plant, there is a team. 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 people on the team. And they go to a location and together. So from day one, you got a pastor, you got a worship leader, you got a youth leader, you got a secretary, you got an executive pastor. I mean, from day one, 45 years ago, believe it or not, nobody even thought about that. So, we came here from Wichita, Kansas. We did not know a soul in Columbus, Ohio, or Westerville. Not one person. Didn't have a job. We had very little money. We had, I think, two churches that were supporting this baby work, and two or three individuals. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic in any way, shape, or form. But we came here basically with the promises of God alone. That's all we had. We didn't have a team. It was us. That was it. Never planted a church. We didn't know what we were doing, except we knew that God had brought us here. We were absolutely 100% positive that God wanted us to start a church in the Columbus, Ohio area. At that point, we weren't positive it was to be Westerville. We thought maybe it was Worthington. We didn't know, but anyway. That was March 12th, 1976. Scared to death, but trusting God. On April 25th, we had found a building to meet in, the Blinden Grange Hall, which is now the VFW Hall on College Avenue in Westerville. Back then, it was the Blinden Grange Hall. And on April 25th, we had the very first service of that little baby church. What a ride it has been. God gave us 25 incredible years of ministry at Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Westerville. 25 years. God did so many wonderful things in those 25 years. And then 21 years ago, once again, we just believed with all of our hearts that God wanted us to start Cross Power Ministries. Church was doing great, better than it had ever done in 25 years. There was no human reason to leave, and every reason to stay, to be really honest. But we knew that God was leading. And so 20 or 21 years after we came to Columbus with only the promises of God, we resigned the church, had no retirement, no savings, no salary, basically no support, but we had the promises of God. We knew, we were absolutely positive, we were obeying God to begin a little ministry that we called Evangelism to Christians. And now for over 20 years, we've been claiming the promises of God. And some of you may have heard the story, but I resigned the church in Westerville on a Sunday night. Monday morning, the general manager of WRFD called me. He did not know I had resigned. Did not know. Had no reason to know. I had been doing a Saturday morning program for about 10 years here on WRFD. So the night after I resigned, get a call from the general manager here at WRFD, and he says, Bob, I want to have lunch with you as soon as possible. We set up a lunch for Wednesday, and this is the honest truth. You ask my wife. I hung up the phone, and I said, they're going to kick me off the radio. I'm too controversial. I'm too conservative. And I just resigned the church last night, and now they're going to throw me off the radio. So I go to lunch on Wednesday. And again, the general manager, Dan Craig, did not know I had resigned the church. Had no clue. And we're sitting at lunch, and I am waiting for the hammer to fall. Bob, we appreciate what you've done, but you're a little too controversial. You've caused a lot of heat, and, well, I'm going to have to ask you to stop your program. Instead, he looks across the table and says, Bob, I have no idea why I'm doing this, because I know how much you enjoy pastoring. But I feel led of God to offer you a job at WRFD and a daily radio program. I said, well, that's very interesting, because Sunday night I resigned the church. Joy and I have been married now 51 years. God has over and over and over again led us, guided us, directed us, protected us, provided for us. We are so very blessed. 45 years ago today.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I do this often. I began that segment by talking about unintended consequences, and then I was reminded that today's a very special day for Joy and I. And I'm not a terribly sentimental person, but I'm a little melancholy today. 45 years. Joy and I came to Columbus 45 years ago. I told you about the birth of the church and all that, and how I came here to WRFD. And I'd just like to add this before I move on. I am so thankful for Joy Burney. We came here together 45 years ago. We had no idea of the wonderful, incredible, supernatural blessings that God would give us in these 45 years. We had no clue. God has so wonderfully, miraculously, supernaturally blessed us and our ministry and our family. We also had no idea some of the very, very dark, deep valleys we would go through in ministry. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. There is no pastor alive today that has not gone through deep, deep, dark valleys. And yes, we had our share. We had no idea some of the extreme trials that we would face as a family. We had no idea of some of the extreme trials we would face as a couple in our marriage. But my precious wife has stood with me every moment, every day, every mile, every mountaintop, every valley. She has been there with me, supporting me, praying for me, believing in me. And I'm just so grateful that we have had this journey together. Very grateful for my partner, my lover, my friend on this journey that began here in Central Ohio 45 years ago today. Forgive me for being just a little sentimental. Since I'm speaking of family, let me tell you quickly, real quickly, because I want to get back to unintended consequences. I love my brother-in-law, the man who married my sister. My sister's been in heaven now several years. My brother-in-law is still living. I think he is 80 or 81 now. And I love him dearly. What a great man of God, pastored for many years, just a precious person, and I absolutely love him dearly. But when he first came around our family, my sister was 9 years older than I am, and so when they were dating, I was still pretty young. But my brother-in-law had a brother that was about my age. And so I would occasionally go over to their house. Boy, was it different from my house. Now, my mother kept a clean house. Our house was not dirty, filthy, but my brother-in-law's house. You've heard, you can eat off the floor. Oh, listen. The floor of their house was cleaner. You know how they're disinfecting everything right now because of COVID? Can't compare to his mother. Oh my goodness, that woman was an absolute fanatic about cleanliness. I mean, she was over the top. I don't mean to disparage her, But she was so over the top, and she was so protective of my brother-in-law. She wouldn't let him go anywhere, do anywhere. She would never let him get dirty, play out in the mud, you know, oh my goodness, she would freak out if he got a little tiny bit of dirt on his hands. And I'm not exaggerating. Well, I think because of that, and I'm pretty convinced of it, he suffered from terrible allergies. He had asthma. He was sick all the time. And I remember as a kid looking at that saying, how can he be sick all the time? He lives in a sterile environment. Most operating rooms are not as clean as his house and kitchen. And I wondered about that. Well, now I know. You need a little dirt in your life, you know? You need some dirt in your life. Our personal family doctor, bless his heart, love him. He does a lot of mission work, and they do surgery in Honduras and Dominican Republic, and usually when they're doing surgery, it's a dirt floor, sometimes adobe walls and so forth, and they clean and sterilize the best they can. But you're operating with a dirt floor. And here's the interesting thing. They have fewer cases of post-operative infection than here in the United States. And I asked our doctor, why is that? And this is honestly what he said. He says, we're much too clean. We don't have enough dirt in our lives. We don't build up immunity. There are extremes. I realize that. But he really meant it. He says, in many ways, we here in America are too clean, and because of that, we do not build up our natural immunities. And that's why he had better success in surgery in primitive situations with dirt floors and little sterilization, because they had immunities that we don't. Now, what in the world does that have to do with unintended consequences that I was going to discuss today? I'm glad you asked. And we're coming up on a break in about 20 seconds. And I've got a fascinating story here about what looks like is going to be some pretty serious unintended consequences of the COVID-19 lockdown. Headline. A year of COVID-19 lockdown is putting kids at risk of allergies, asthma, and autoimmune diseases. Is this some whack job writing this? No. Harvard University. Harvard University. Fascinating story. I'll share it with you when we come back.